You're listening to Building the Brand podcast on the OBBM Network. Host Paul Hittner brings inspirational insight to the branding conversation, discussing key strategies with local and nationally known brands, making their mark and staking their ground. Learn how knowing and communicating your core values can take your brand to the next level and connect to your audience like never before. Here's your host, DFW's brand developer, Paul Hittner.
Hello and welcome, entrepreneurs, visionaries, and relentless innovators. Today, you're in for a great conversation with two marketers. I myself like to talk about branding, but I have with us a special guest to add mindset and manifestation to the marketing conversation. Jamie Ellithorpe is the owner of 540 Strategies, offering business coaching, consulting, and lead generation services. She's here to add a fascinating spin to the topic of marketing. Pretty sure you'll be able to pull some great business ideas away and look at marketing a little differently after the conversation. Jamie, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Yeah, I always like to bring a fellow marketer on the show. And I learned after meeting you a few weeks back that you're from Iowa, too.
I am. I'm from the Midwest, yeah. So I still have a little bit of that Midwestern accent, but I like
great
to,
for broadcasting.
Yeah, though. I like to joke and say I'm half Texan, though. My mom is from Texas, so that's okay. That's partly how I got here.
That'll help you fit in.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's really not much to talk about when it comes to Iowa, so that's the end of that conversation.
Sure.
So we're going to get into your take on marketing. It's a fascinating take. We got a lot to talk about, and we could talk for hours about this stuff. But I want to start with kind of the origin story of Jamie Ellithorpe. And you weren't always an entrepreneur, but here you have your own business, 540 Strategies. How'd you get from there to here?
Yeah. So like we just mentioned, I grew up in a really small town in southwest Iowa outside of Omaha, Nebraska. My parents had their own business. So I did always kind of grow up with that entrepreneurial spirit in my blood. But my parents were determined that I was going to go a different route. And so college was the only option. And so I kind of did what I think society tells a lot of us to do. I went on and I got my bachelor's degree, and I studied a lot of interesting things kind of in and around the marketing sector. I did some radio broadcasting, some television. I did a lot of writing, and I did a little bit of graphic design. And so when I graduated college, I actually got into the healthcare space and the insurance space. And it really just became one of those things throughout all of my jobs. I was either a marketer, a salesperson, or some form of influencer. So I pulled a lot of what I had learned in college just over the years through all of the various jobs that I had. But I ended up moving here to Dallas, Texas, just because I wanted something bigger and more, because there again, that's kind of what society leads us down the path to think, especially in the corporate world.
And everything's bigger in Texas.
Exactly. So I came here where it was also warmer, and I landed a job.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing about Texas compared to Iowa.
Exactly. Cool. So I landed a job at one of the health insurance companies here in Dallas. It's a national company. Got a great job. But after a few months, I just felt a little bit empty in the role. And I thought, well, maybe I should go to the competitor who's bigger and has more influence in the industry. So I landed a great job there. It was a startup department, and it was a very renowned position. A lot of people inside the company were actually vying for that position. And somehow they awarded it to me just based on my past experience from the competitor.
So I assume you're a nice person because you're from Iowa.
That's right.
That's what people assume. It works out for me and you, it sounds like.
Yeah. Yep. True. So anyway, I got into that job, and you know, it was okay for a while, but there again, after a while I started to feel really empty, and I just started to internally question, you know, what's going on here? I had lived the American dream. I went to college. I left my small town. I came to the big city. I got into this national organization. I had the renowned job. I was
face. You got a good job. Then
exactly.
You got a better job.
Yep. And I was the face of the company. So I was promoting the brand. When I walked into an account's office, they saw Jamie. They saw the brand. And so, you know, it was great. On paper, it looked amazing.
That's what you go to college for. You know, you go to get the job. And a lot of people, they might struggle to find a job afterwards. You you're following the career path just the way you're supposed to follow it, you know?
So I just started to look for something more. And through a friend, I was introduced to personal development. And that's where I learned about something called the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. And it was this really interesting, almost mystical theory that we create through our thoughts and the energy that we put out into the universe. And that's what defines our reality. And so I got so interested in learning about that, that I ended up hiring my own coach. And I had never heard
not
of
a business coach, but
it was like a personal development life coach, really. And I had never heard of that concept, but it just took my life and my professional background to a whole new level. And I was just so inspired by that, that I ended up becoming a coach. And so it was quite the journey, but I was still in corporate America. I was studying all of these things about life coaching and learning more about the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. And I ended up getting my life coaching certification in the law of attraction. It took me about a year and a half to do that, but I'm really glad I did because I learned so much and I was just so inspired to bring that to others. And so, that's kind of what led me into my own business.
So talk to us a little bit about the certification. What was the ringer that they put you through to be certified for, what did you call it? Was it law of attraction certification?
Yeah. So I have my certification through the Quantum Success Coaching Academy.
Okay.
And so it was really rigorous. I had to have a lot of client hours. So I had to do a lot of tracking and I also had to record my sessions. So that was a little nerve wracking because there was a board within the organization that actually sat and listened to my sessions in the recordings and they critiqued my sessions. So
they coached you on your
coaching. Pretty much. So that took quite a bit of time and we had a lot of coursework. We dug really, really deep into what this law means and we learned a lot about how to help our clients really make the internal shifts that are so impactful in the outside world. So I personally am using this with my business clients to help them grow their business.
Yeah. So generally speaking, whenever you kind of niche yourself or you find your niche, you try to find something you're naturally great at that would be hard to copy or hard to replicate. And then you offer that along with your other skills. So you kind of combine two skills. That's one way to niche. So for example, I do graphic design and I do business consulting. So it's marketing mixed with graphic design. And because I'm good at that specialty, it kind of helps me with the other. So you've kind of found a way to kind of bring in, I guess, mindset training with marketing. Is that an accurate description of 540 strategies?
Absolutely. And the reason that I did that is, again, going back to my roots with my parents having a small business, I saw a lot of the struggles that they had, not only running the business, but really it's a mindset game. And when I started to coach my own clients, I was helping them just like Paul does with a lot of marketing strategies and ways to grow a business. But what I started to see when I looked a little bit closer was, sometimes, yes, they needed help with the strategies, but it was also that inside game that if we took a look under the hood of what was going on with the entrepreneur when it came to their mindset, I found a lot of times that was the thing that was really stopping them from growing their business.
So the strategy could be in place, but the mindset could sometimes get in the way of the strategy, even if there's a great strategy that may not work if the mindset is off, is what you're
absolutely saying? Because what I found with clients is they end up sabotaging the strategy, that really the strategy could be the perfect thing for their business and it could be the one thing that they need to do to make those shifts. But if the mindset piece is off, if the doubt and the fear and the overwhelm and things like that come into play, those are the things that will actually stop them from implementing the strategies. So that's where I really redefined my brand at 540 Strategies is, yes, we can help you with the doing piece or the marketing piece, but we've also got to make sure that you have all of the tools and resources that you need as a small business owner in order to successfully reach your goals.
Wow. So it sounds like a pretty detailed approach. Wow. It's like a life coach and a marketing specialist. And I usually don't think of those combining or going together, but you have a way to put that to where it kind of makes sense. So we're going to talk more about your approach. There's three prongs to it on your philosophy of marketing. For now, make sure to subscribe to the OBBM Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your audio entertainment so you don't miss a thing. You're listening to Building the Brand on the OBBM Network. We'll be right back after this.
90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. They're not out to tell you the truth of what's happening. They're out to tell you the picture of the world that they represent. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in facts, and prevent people from being misled. This is a battle between truth and deceit. Subscribe today and join the Americans who are seeking truth and tradition. We'd love to have you on board.
To power on with Dr. Dean. Dr. Dean Family Chiropractic has been serving Irving for 20 years, correcting whiplash, sciatica, headaches, and low back pain, because when the pressure's off, the power is on. Most people don't realize that a healthy spine equals a healthy nervous system. Just how many ways can that impact your life every day? Sports injuries, motor vehicle accidents, even the wrong shoes at work or play. The power is on at Dr. Dean Family Chiropractic in Irving, Texas. Call 972-258-6220. That's 972-258-6220. Dr. Dean's got your back. When it's time to perform, it's too late to practice. First Safety Training in DFW supports local communities and churches through firearms training and nonviolent dispute resolution training. Understand the laws related to weapons and deadly force, handgun use and safety, and proper storage practices. A trained and licensed gun-carrying citizen will react quicker to protect themselves and others. Call 214-808-9757 to schedule your introduction to handguns, license to carry, active shooter, church security, and survival training. Be prepared for the best possible outcome of a weaponized attack. Make sure the law is on your side in the event deadly force is necessary. Call 214-808-9757 and work with former law enforcement trainers and range officers. Meet all municipal, county, state, and federal regulations. Understand your gun and how to care for it properly. Call First Safety Training at 214-808-9757 today.
So we're back here on Building the Brand with Jamie Ellithorpe. She's the owner and the founder of 540 Strategies. And basically, from my understanding, you've combined marketing and psychology and the law of attraction, and that's pretty much your offering. You do coaching, but it's kind of like life coaching, and it helps people, execute their marketing strategies.
Absolutely. So my vision for 540 Strategies was to really bring a one-stop shop for the small business owner. So I saw several key things that were so needed in the small business space. The first one of those, as you know, is marketing and having that brand and having a concrete strategy to grow the business.
And that's such a broad topic, marketing. I mean, the way I would describe it, it's like an art and a science combined. You know, there's no perfect formula for it. It depends on a lot of factors that change. Could be the market, could be your offering itself, the audience you're trying to appeal to. So it's a lot of moving parts, and it's easy for a lot of companies, I think, to get that mixed up or not quite hit 100% on their marketing. But you talk about the mindset is a key part, and they could have the perfect strategy, but doesn't always work. And so they may question the strategy, but you have a different approach.
Yeah. So I really think when it comes to mindset, it's a twofold approach. The first side of that is working with the mindset of the entrepreneur. So there again, if there's anything that's stopping them subconsciously from growing their business, whether that's doubt or fear or overwhelm or something of that nature, that's one side of the equation that needs to be addressed. But when it comes to the strategic piece of marketing, I think it's super important to be able to understand the mindset and the psychology of your ideal client. Because when it goes to creating the marketing and the messaging, you've really got to get inside their head and understand what's keeping them up at night and what is it that they're really looking for when it comes to your business. What pain is it that you're getting them to solve? And if you can nail that piece in your marketing message, I think you're light years ahead of your competitors, because those are the conversations that most marketers or most other companies really aren't addressing with their marketing.
So along with that, I hear you talk a lot about us as small businesses being in an ego-driven space. and that you think we're moving more toward like a heart-centered space. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so I really think that the last year and a half has really impacted us in a deeper way. And really, some people look at this as negative with the pandemic, but really, I think it's given people a lot of time to sit back and reflect about what's really important in their lives. People had more time on their hands, especially when we were in more serious lockdowns with the pandemic. But I think that made people really figure out what's important in their life. Maybe it's their marriage. Maybe they want to spend more time with their kids. Maybe they want to focus on their health.
Time with their kids, or
yeah, whatever that is. I think people are looking for a deeper meaning and purpose in life. Very similar, actually, to what I went through several years ago when I was on my journey with personal development. So when I say that we're moving from an ego space to a heart-centered space, I think from a marketing perspective, if we can start addressing those factors inside of our marketing, I think we're going to be on the cutting edge of what's coming up in the marketing space. So it's not so much about achieving trinkets and status and having a bigger house and having a newer car. It's about, what do those things do for me? Does that give me more joy? Does that give me more purpose in life? What is it that I'm really seeking through a lot of these material things that I think from a marketing perspective we've been focusing on? So that's where I think the shift is going to come, as we are moving into what I call a more heart-centered space. And as a matter of fact, I call my tribe Heartrapreneurs, because I think that we are appealing to the heart strings of our ideal clients while we're simultaneously helping them solve the real world problems.
And I mean, you got to stay in touch with the heart space of the audience, because as you know, as any marketer knows, and many business owners know, people think with their brains and they buy with their hearts. So that makes a lot of sense. So you have this three-pronged approach. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So when I started to look at what I felt like my ideal clients needed support in, I came up with a three-prong approach. And what that is marketing, mindset, and manifesting. So the marketing piece is what we've been talking about here today. That's the strategic piece. That's having the growth plan. That's figuring out the right strategies for your business and really nailing your marketing and figuring out what your niche is and how to speak to that target market. But I think it can go a little bit deeper. And again, it's into that mindset space, looking at where you're at and how you're thinking about your business. And the third part that we haven't really touched on yet is that law of attraction piece, which is the manifesting piece. And I know that that throws a lot of people off, but really all that is just taking a look at, where is your focus and what are you thinking about each and every day when it comes to building your business, what you're doing in your business, and who you're serving. And if that does not feel in alignment or authentic with who you really are in your brand, sometimes just being able to shift some of that energy is what can really be the game changer in people's business.
Interesting. Yeah, we're starting to get into like some guru stuff. Like, it's really fascinating to bring the manifesting aspect into it. But let's get to that in a little bit. I want to rewind and go back to marketing. One thing you talk about is the importance of niching. What do you find that a lot of people struggle with when it comes to niching, and how do you help them define their niche?
Yeah. So I see a lot of entrepreneurs in FOMO mode, which is the fear of missing out. And a lot of people are afraid to niche because they think if they do, they're going to miss out on a marketplace because they are really slicing into a specific genre of people. And I find that to actually be not true. As a matter of fact, the more you can niche, the more impact you can have, because your messaging can be more clear and it can really call out that ideal audience that you're trying to reach.
Yeah, and a big part of the niching would be defining that ideal target audience member. And I know with my clients, I take them through developing an avatar, where we literally design the ideal kind of client that would A, really find value in what you offer, and B, almost the kind of person that you would want to work with, or that would bring you fulfillment, that you want to help. So before we go to break, can you tell us a little bit about how you help people target and identify that ideal client?
Yeah. So I think you and I have a very similar approach with our clients on that, but it's really looking at it from a demographic perspective first and foremost. And one of the things that I do with my clients too, is I really have them think about the past and who they've truly enjoyed working with. And so we can write down, you know, those demographic pieces, but we also kind of, there again, kind of talking about manifesting a little bit, we kind of step into the energy piece a little bit and really think about the type of person that you want to work with and how that makes you feel. So for instance, some people want to work with really high energy, energetic people because that makes them feel good every day. So it is a little bit about demographic, but it's also just about the personality of the type of person that you want to work with
and, pairing that.
Yeah.
As the business
yes,
want to serve.
Absolutely. And pairing that
because you'll
your
get
message.
Fulfillment out of helping those kind of people. So if you are in business of making a lot of money off of people you really don't like, you don't like their path in life, you don't like the kind of lifestyle they lead, you don't like pushing their mission forward, if you don't really agree with their mission, that can lead to a lot of draining energy. It can lead to a lot of lack of fulfillment. If you help these people that you really don't want, you don't really like them, but you're helping them achieve something that maybe you don't agree with. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're going to talk about this a little bit more in the next segment, but that's exactly what I'm talking about with manifesting.
Awesome.
Is taking a look at that piece as well.
Awesome. You're running the show here. You're doing my job for me. Yeah, that's a perfect segue. We're going to talk more about the manifest, the third M of her three-pronged approach when we come back. If you're listening to this and you like what you hear, go ahead and subscribe to the OBBM Network wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to the Building the Brand podcast on the OBBM Network. We are the voice of small business. We'll be right back.
My name is Alfred Walker, and I own a DFW Farmers Insurance Agency serving Texas and Oklahoma. And I wrote the book on business growth for entrepreneurs like you, literally. I've been where you are today, and preparing you for the future is exactly why we've become the Small Business Trusted Insurance Advisor for almost 10 years. As a father, husband, community member, and business owner, I've built my business on referrals and clients that return over and over again. Business owners trust the Alfred Walker Farmers Insurance Agency. Isn't it time you give me a call? Don't wander. Know you're prepared for life and business today. Call the Alfred Walker Farmers Insurance Agency at 972-438-3557. That's 972-438-3557.
Business runs on technology, and human beings are creatures of habit. Unfortunately, not all our habits are good. Technology, when it works, is supposed to make our lives easier, creating routines that allow us to protect customer data, track our progress, forecast the future, communicate better, and move much faster. So, you need technology solutions that work when you're not working, or simply not paying attention. Smart technology solutions, making the complicated uncomplicated.
Welcome back. I'm back with Jamie Ellithorpe. She's a marketing specialist that combined her life coaching skills to help her clients. And we're talking about her three-pronged approach. There's three different parts. There's manifest, mindset, and marketing. So she's kind of combined those. We talked a lot about the marketing and a little bit about the mindset. But before we get to the manifest part, what do you mean by mindset? What issues do people tend to have when it comes to their mindset, and how does that affect their marketing?
Yeah. So typically I see the mindset piece come up after we have created the marketing strategy and it's time to implement it. So one of the things that I see with clients is, especially when I'm working with them in a coaching capacity, they typically have homework or things that they need to implement in their business before we meet again for the next session. And sometimes I find that these clients just really aren't doing the work. And a lot of people would say that's failure, just on the entrepreneur. But what I've found is it's usually a mindset issue. And what happens is when we go to do something new in our business, that usually challenges our brain, because our brain is really designed to keep us safe. And whenever we introduce something new into our world, our brain says, oh, wait a minute, this might be dangerous. Maybe, you know, maybe the entrepreneur has failed at business in the past. So the brain's going to come in with this new business and say, oh, wait, you failed before. If you try something new, you're going to fail again. You shouldn't try that. Mm-hmm. And so that's when, in the coaching space, we call them limiting beliefs. So okay. That's when some of these thoughts come up, like maybe I don't really deserve it. Maybe I don't deserve to be successful. Maybe I'm not good enough to have a business. Or maybe I don't deserve to make this much money.
Oh, like imposter syndrome?
Exactly. So there's a lot of that goes on. And I find that a lot of entrepreneurs in the heart-centered space, because they just want to give, they literally start giving their business away. And again, that causes problems with money because they're not charging what they need to be charging in order to stay in business. Hmm. So that's when a lot of that mind stuff comes up, is after the strategies are already in play.
Okay. And then I guess the next question would be, how do you help people overcome these limiting beliefs?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different techniques that I can use with people, especially on where they're at and what they're comfortable with. But sometimes it's just shifting the focus and really having those conversations about what are you focusing on in your business. And I have to say, we're kind of getting into the manifesting piece mm-hmm. too. So sometimes the manifesting and the mindset kind of play together. But a lot of times I find that people are shifting on or are focusing on what's wrong in their business and not what they really desire in the business. So one prime example I'll just give you that I see a lot is I'll have clients come to me and they say, oh my gosh, my calendar is empty and I don't know what to do. I don't have enough clients coming in, or I don't have enough leads on my calendar to have those conversations to turn them into clients. And what I find is typically they're focusing on those empty spaces and not focusing on the desire of having a full business or a full practice. So that's where a lot of this inner work comes.
Yeah. And that's a very key shift. And a shift is a really good word to describe, because it's very subtle. I would apply the law of attraction to playing football back in the day. And if you're going for a deep pass, instead of thinking to yourself, don't drop this, don't drop this, don't drop this, now you're thinking about dropping it. And so you talk yourself out of it, and then next thing you know, you drop the ball. Whereas you should be thinking, go get it, catch it, pull it down. You know, those are positive. You're still saying the same thing to yourself. Not dropping it is the same as catching it. But just rephrasing it in your mind. So making that shift, but you apply that to marketing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so glad you brought up that analogy, Paul, because that's perfect. Because a lot of people don't realize that the negative, they think that's a protectionary thing. So if they focus on not dropping the ball mm-hmm. in your analogy, they're actually, the dominant thought is drop the ball. Mm-hmm. And so just even shifting the wording sometimes with people is what's enough to shift the mindset, which actually shifts their energy. And that's kind of the manifesting piece, is we've really got to be aware of the energy that we are bringing into our business and into our business game each and every day, because basically our energy is what's going to determine the outcomes in our business. So that's something else I do a lot with clients. Is I teach them a lot of techniques, like to prepare before a meeting, is just shifting into like a good and confident feeling, as opposed to being afraid that they're going to get the no at the end of a sales conversation. So it's a lot of just these little tiny things that make the biggest impact on people's businesses.
Yeah. And I think to a certain extent, it would take some level of monitoring, you know, someone to kind of monitor their thoughts or coach them or touch base with them to kind of hold them accountable for, it sounds really weird, but you got to kind of watch your thinking for a little while until you break that habit. So you talk about a lot of this in your book. You co-authored a book, and how many different writers did you co-author this book with?
Gosh, there's at least over 40 of us, and the book is called Creating Your Legacy. And really what the book is about, it's an inspirational book to really start thinking about the impact that you would like to leave on this planet, not only as a person, but also as a business owner, or if you're thinking about starting a business. It's just a really great anthology book that can get those creative juices going for you and get things down on paper, because that's something else that I didn't mention that's so important, is getting things out of your head and on paper is actually a way to use the law of attraction in its simplest form. Is that when you write something down, there is just some type of power where you're commanding what you desire to happen.
I totally agree. I actually have a shameless plug alert. You ready? But I have a workshop where we focus on a vision board, so you can actually start to visualize your future and your success. So totally agree with all that stuff. Before we go, you have an offer you want to extend to our listeners here on something that talks a little more in depth about what we've been talking about today.
Yeah. So I know we've got just a limited amount of time, and we could talk about marketing all day long. I know Paul and I could sit for hours and talk about our favorite subject, but I would like to offer you a free guide that digs a little deeper into some of the things that we talked about today. It's called The 3 Marketing Hacks. And it's really the 3 things that I think that you could look at in your business today and start making some really big shifts. And they're really just small strategies that you could just implement throughout your business. So if you go to 3, just using the number 3, marketinghacks.com, that's 3marketinghacks.com, you can download that guide, and it's absolutely complimentary for being a listener today on Paul's show.
Awesome. Well, this is a really fascinating subject for me. The thing I love about marketing is it's psychological, to appeal to the different groups. And so this is a really fun topic to explore. And thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of resources for you, Jamie alluded to. If you'd like some other resources, you can go to bizvisionary.com. I got some cool stuff for you there as well. Check that out. You're listening to the Building the Brand podcast on the OBBM Network. I'm Paul Hittner. Thanks for listening. And always remember, it's never too late to change the way you're perceived and take your brand to the next level.
You've been listening to Building the Brand podcast on the OBBM Network. Subscribe to the OBBM Network wherever you listen to podcasts. To be a guest or sponsor Building the Brand podcast, call 214-984-2773 or email paul@bizvisionary.com. Building the Brand podcast is produced by Offbeat Business Media, LLC, for the OBBM Network and protected under copyright law. Please direct programming inquiries to 214-714-0495.